This podcast is proudly presented by Fan Babble Sports.
What are we doing?
I don't know, mate.
That kid is
superstar in the making. Like, the play's already gone, just please.
Just put your flag up.
Yeah, but what are you, mate?
I mean, I am a wanker.
You're listening to the Circle and Rectangle Show, Australia's finest A-League podcast. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Circle in Rectangle Show. And yeah, we're both yawning on the way into this show because it's been very, very boring with not a lot of football being action played. Oh my God, now I'm even stuttering my words because I'm just so out of it at the moment. Jamie Brown, how are you?
I am good. Not a lot of games played, but a hell of a lot of goals in the A-League women's competition. And I mean, you should be excited. Your team took it to the defending champions, but
I don't want to talk about it.
We both seem sort of tired. It's a day off for me. It's a day off for Nugget. So, we're being not very productive until now. So this is how productive we get.
And I'm still angry over the weekend. So,
yeah, I mean, yeah, it was a rough result for you guys. The fact that my biggest thing would be you were up 2-0 and you still couldn't put the game away. But, some controversy out of that one. But,
And it was, sadness.
You know,
and
sadness. We got more games this week. I think we got 3 or 4 in the men's and a whole slate for the A-League women's competition.
So. Yeah, there is no postponements in the A-League women's for this next match week.
So far,
but there is already 3 games in the men's postponed. What a time to be alive.
Yay. But hey, I get to see Sydney FC live in the flesh this Saturday night. So
you hope.
I hope. Touch wood.
Touch it, indeed. But touch it very hard.
Never gonna let go of it.
But look, I'll tell you what, we should jump into the action that was and the results that are in.
The results are in.
And we kick it off, as usual, with the A-League men's competition, which only 2 games played this week, so much better than my performance last week. and no winners this week as we kick it off with Adelaide United versus Melbourne Victory, sharing the points in a 1-1 draw. Very good game, this one, very lively. In fact, there was 22 shots combined from both teams with none on target. So shots galore, but it took until the 84th minute to finally get a shot on target. And D'Agostino just rockets it into the top corner from 20 odd yards. What a strike. And yep, a goal worthy of winning the match. However, Adelaide United came back fighting and in the 92nd minute through Craig Goodwin, lovely volley into the bottom corner to share the points. Controversy in this one as Isaias was shown a second yellow card in the aftermath of the goal for dissent, possibly. However, it has come out that he yelled vamos as he is Spanish, which is Spanish for let's go, and was sent off by the referee. So a bit of a lost in translation there. You should think that red card will be overturned.
You would hope so because, last time I checked
that's discrimination.
Yeah, when I was learning Spanish, last time I checked, vamos wasn't a swear word. So,
incorrect.
Yeah, otherwise, Alonso in the Formula One says it quite a lot, so he obviously swears a lot.
And Carlos Sainz, because you wouldn't believe it, they're Spanish.
Yeah,
they say vamos all the time.
It's weird. I thought, I'm sure it was let's go, but that referee obviously learned a different type of Spanish. So,
sharing the points, great game that one. It's a highlight of the A-League this week because of
there's only 2 games. So
one of them's a highlight, and to be fair, this was also a highlight.
Yeah.
We go to the next game, Melbourne City hosting my Western Sydney Wanderers, and the Wanderers came off to a flying start, 2 goals in 8 minutes through James Teresi with a lovely turn and finish into the near stick before a barnstorming run by Jack Rodwell finally gets his A-League goal, thundering it into the near post, beating Tom Glover, and then the Wanderers did Wanderers things, letting Melbourne City back into the game via an own goal from Dimi Petratos. Before a lovely header from Jamie McLaren off the corner to equalize 2-2 going into the half time break before, I think, 70th minute in? Something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like
all
that,
I know
yeah.
is Marco Tilio thunderbolt into the roof of the net. Great strike. And classic Wanderers blowing
Marco
it.
Tulips.
Tulips, yep. Yeah. Tulips as...
I stupidly said.
You did.
Or text.
Thanks, autocorrect. Marco Tilio scoring a wonder goal for Melbourne City before finally someone has done what I've been saying all year. They played a through ball for Keijiro Ogawa, and he finally scores his A-League goal that he absolutely deserves. Probably one of the best players for the Wanderers so far this year. And he just, no one finds him. He just makes these perfect runs in behind. I've been saying it all year. And finally, someone found him.
He's got the lungs of a racehorse. It's just sprinting in behind the fence all game and never gets the ball. But I mean, maybe Robbo can coach. Maybe he's been saying it all along.
Incorrect. Robbo wasn't there.
There you go. That's why.
Robbo wasn't there. He was ill. They were waiting for a COVID test to come back. I believe it came back negative, but he opted to stay at the hotel. So Labrador Haliti was our man on the sidelines. And I'd hate to say it, but it's probably our best performance all year.
It really was. Like he started off to a flyer, still conceded from a set piece, the Jamie McLaren goal, which is classic Wanderers. But, you know, finally give him a through ball. He should have scored another goal. Instead, he opened his body up about a minute before he took the shot, and Tom Glover read it like a book. But, hey, they listened.
He also hit the post. Like, I don't think you understand. Yeah. He hit the post from like 20-odd yards of a hard volley.
But they're learning to pass the ball to him. When he puts his hand up and points where he's running, they play the ball to him.
Just absolute acreage. Like, no one picked him up.
Oh, that first one. He was gone. Yeah,
no, that first one. The goal he's actually scored.
Oh, yeah. I could have sworn he was offside, but he was on. Somehow he was onside. Like,
and just an absolute acreage. The ball gets to him, and Melbourne City defenders just stood there going, hey, well, he's well offside.
Offside, yep.
Thanks, guys, because he was 15 metres ahead of them.
Yeah.
Bloke was gone.
He just timed it, and the pass was perfect. And, yeah, as soon as that goal went in, I thought of you. So I'm like, not going to be.
As you should think of me, because go.
Calling for it all year.
I know. The only downside for this, obviously.
Still didn't win.
One, we still didn't win. We blew a 2-goal lead. But Reece Williams is arguably the signing of the season for any A-League club. He is now probably most likely out for the season with a ruptured hamstring.
Which is almost your season gone.
Correct. We are looking at relegation.
We don't even
have relegation in the A-Leagues, and we're looking at it.
I just want to take everyone through the mindset of Nugget watching this game. So they scored the first goal. The second goal, sorry. And I get the message, Wanderers are going to win the league. And literally about 5 minutes later, never mind.
Correct. And then, that is exactly what I said.
Shortly after that, yeah, disregard, we suck again. So that's the mindset of a Wanderers fan watching this game. It was great. It was beautiful for me.
It was good. And then we equalized. We're going to be up there in the league somewhere. But, yeah, we're not going to win the league. We should have won the league with a controversial in the 84th minute. Referee disallowing a penalty for a handball.
Yeah.
And then also disregarding the VAR, I'm going to say, because surely the VAR looks at this and goes, well, that's a handball.
It's like, hey, mate, he moved his arm to it. That's a penalty.
Yeah. Is it Roston Griffiths?
Roston Griffiths, yep.
Yep. Blocking a shot from Terry Antonis. Yes, his arm was next to his body in a natural position. Did he move his arm away from his body to stop the ball? Yes.
Yes, he did.
Did it hit his arm to go out for a corner? Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
Why was it not looked at VAR?
I have a good answer for that question.
Don't you dare say Terry Antonis is a dog.
That's fair. He's not a dog. He's a great player. He was great for Sydney FC, but, you know, he's a snake. He's like Vedran Yanenovic and Dumi Petratos. I'm glad that he didn't get to win that penalty. So, there, I said it, all right? Fuck him.
But yes, that's a penalty. How it didn't get looked at via VAR, it's beyond me. And it just kind of sums up the Wanderer seasons. We've had about probably seven VAR shouts not go our way, which, if any other team, it's a penalty.
I think the biggest thing that sums up your seasons the last couple of seasons is Reece Williams. You finally get a good defender that's solid at the back line, and now he's gone for a long period of time. Like, I know Robinson's not a good tactical coach, but he really can't catch a break.
No.
That's a huge loss for you guys. It's going to lead to goals in defense, which is going to lead to poor results. It's going to lead to him getting sacked. And
the cycle continues.
Yeah, Van Egmond will be interim. As you said, in a couple of weeks, he'll be the new coach. And yeah, you'll hire somebody else. And hopefully he continues to suck at the club. So yeah, on behalf of all Sydney FC fans, I hope you guys continue to not do well. But
yes, yeah. Very much so. But yeah, if that's any other club, that's a penalty.
And, yeah, I can't even deny that. If that's Sydney FC, it's a clear handball penalty. I'm not going to lie.
It's getting beyond ridiculous at the moment. But look, that's enough for me. I'm sad. We should be talking about this in Hot Topics. Jamie, move on with some A-League women's action, because that's it for the A-League men's.
Yeah, so we kick off in the Liberty A-League women's competition with a game between Canberra at home to Adelaide. Adelaide coming out with a 3-1 win. Ash Sykes scored for Canberra for her first goal since 2018 back in the league. Dylan Holmes with a good volley. To get Adelaide off to a flyer before Chelsea Dorber. This girl, man, she is a phenomenal goal scorer. I'm kind of disappointed she didn't get picked in the Matilda squad, but we'll talk about that when we talk about it. And
Chelsea Dorber doing Chelsea Dorber thing.
Yeah, she is killing it. And Fiona Ward's racking it off to make it 3-1 with a good strike. And it was her assist for Chelsea Dorber's goal, which if you've not seen it, check out the highlights. It's all in the pass. The pass is what made that goal happen. Obviously, Chelsea's a fantastic striker and finished it well, but the pass from Fiona Watts was magic. We then moved on to Sydney FC at home to Perth Glory. Another route for Sydney FC. Another tough game for Perth Glory. Mackenzie Hawkesbury, I got them off to a flyer with a tap-in from a shot from Remy Simpson before Courtney Vine with another trademark run down the right and buried it in the far post. And then Remy Simpson hasn't scored in a couple of games. Back on the score sheet again with a nice turn and shoot. Again, from another Courtney Vine run down the wing and crossing the ball. Magic work to keep it in. Unbelievable tackers in the corner to nutmeg the defender and then bring it across for a beautiful tap-in.
Unbelievable tackers.
Before Charlie Rule scores her first goal for Sydney FC. And I was talking about her in the broadcast just before she scored this one to make it 4-0. And absolutely a great header too. The corner, not much you can do when the corners hit that well. And it's just right on the goal line where all the players are. And she just sort of trailed in at the back post and, you know, if she'd missed from there, it would have been devastating. But a great win for Sydney FC. Continue to fly. Melbourne City then took on Wellington Phoenix down in Melbourne before the men's game. Kaylin Torpy with a great goal to get them off to a flyer before Hannah Wilkinson got her 8th of the campaign. I think she's only played 4 games, so incredible.
That's outrageous. That's outrageous.
Yeah, before Heatley got them up to 3-0. And then Emma Checker, the solid defender and captain, after a goal line scramble, belted it in from the 6-yard box to put them up 4-0. I feel for Wellington, man. They started.
It's
off
been
with
a tough
promise.
First season.
Yeah, like they had the draw against you guys to start the season, which was great. You thought they were going to do things. I really liked their goalkeeper, but you know, a lot of these goals were defensive errors. Like Wilkinson's goal was a really poor back header. Like obviously there wasn't any communication to don't do this because the player is right behind you. And yeah, beautiful volley from her. But yeah, I feel for them, man. It's going to be a long season for them. They're struggling down the bottom. The final game of the season,
So Wellington Phoenix are hoping the season's over.
Yeah, they would actually appreciate that. But so Western Sydney Wanderers beat Brisbane 1-0. Youngster Briley Henry scoring from the spot with a penalty. They should have scored a fair few more. They were the clearly dominant team. Your guy, Larissa Crummer, had a great chance to score a goal for Nugget to make him happy. She put it over, but
That's the worst part about this. She could have scored a goal to make me happy, but it also would have made me sad at the same time.
It's, yeah, I mean, you guys could have won this one 4-0, but we should have, but we didn't. But no, that's the wrap up. Great. I mean, yet again, goals.
Lots of goals scored.
13 goals in four games. Yeah. Like that's pretty solid. So
And there was 8 goals scored in the men's this week as well, like in 2 games, Jamie,
which is impressive. Yeah. 6 of them in 1 game. So anyone who tells me the quality of football in Australia is not good, fuck off.
Defensively, we're not good, apparently.
It doesn't matter. No one wants to see defensive football. Like, this isn't NFL. Like, you don't
That's
want
why defenders
games.
Don't win Ballon d'Ors, bro. No one cares.
Exactly. Yeah, no one cares. You're actually more goals. Of a hindrance. If we had our way, we'd take goalkeepers out. Like, let's be honest. But no, great.
Well, then what am I meant to do? I'm meant to play football.
You're a striker as well, kind of. So.
Mate, you weren't there to see my goal-scoring exploits.
You're a coach now anyway. So.
Correct. I've retired.
Yeah.
But I'm going to win the league with that. That's all I worry about now at the moment.
It's so much harder to win the league as a coach than a player because you can't do anything on the field. So, yeah. When you do,
I mean,
do
I
that,
should be able to. I'm a god. That's what it is. except, no, at the moment we can't. Rules is there is only one overage player allowed, and we've already got that in my goalkeeper, who's a gun. But that's a different topic. Who cares? Or me, that's who. We move on. There was a lot of goals scored this week, Jamie Brown, so I think it is absolutely time for...
Oh, my goodness! Oh, my goodness!
What a time. Goal of the week, and there are 2 contenders for this week. Jamie Brown, who are they?
So it's... There's 2 contenders and an honourable mention, but the 2 contenders are Kaylin Torpy from Melbourne City's first goal. A fantastic strike. Great way to start the game.
Lovely volley, yes.
And then Nicholas D'Agostino, Melbourne Victory guy, the guy who scored the goal, who broke the deadlock of 22 shots off target.
Yeah.
And it was, what a way to break the deadlock.
Yeah, absolutely.
We agreed before the show, the only winner that it can be is, it has to go to Nick D'Agostino.
It does.
A thunderous strike.
Top corner from 23 yards. And yet the first one on target. So the goalkeepers, they were literally talking as he took the shot of how the 22 shots and the goalkeepers had not been very busy as none were on target and the bloke rifles it into the top corner.
They also said with the goal, it's a goal worthy of winning any game. And I think that was a draw right there because the honorable mention goes to Craig Goodwin's volley.
That was
a fantastic volley.
Honorable mention goes to Harvey Lopez for his wonderful strike that should have been goal of the week.
Would have been goal of
the
week.
But was disallowed from Stephen Mork being in the offside position.
Stephen Mork.
Ruined it. That's why you're leaving.
Just
your dog.
Getting in the way of everyone, ruining everybody's time. But not much he could do. He slipped into the goalkeeper, but it's fair. It deserved to be disallowed.
Absolutely fair, disallowed. But Stephen Mork, pull your head in.
Yeah, Nick D'Agostino, congratulations. Probably one of the best signs for Melbourne Victory this year from Perth. So, great goal. Fantastic strike. But he's goal of the week this week.
Well done.
We'll put it up on our TikTok this week, I promise.
It was up last week and then got taken down, and then we'll try and get it back up. But outrageous it was. Community guidelines. I don't know why. I don't know this app. But we move on to
it's China. Very there's no little community guidelines.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll just jump into hot topics, will we?
Yeah, I'm a hot topic.
And hot topic number one, referees are shit.
Yeah, we started the season off talking about how good the referees had been in the season, but it's dropped off a cliff the last couple of weeks.
Is it because we're getting that many postponements, referees are just losing the ability to referee?
Maybe. It could be. Like, you know, you miss a couple of games, you lose match fitness. Maybe their brain is just slipping when they're not doing anything and they're losing.
Form is temporary, class is permanent.
Yeah, I just don't understand it because it was two incidents this week. This Isaiah's second yellow for the red. Bruh, like he said, vamos. What the hell are you doing? You know, it is what it is. And then there's the stupid non-VAR call for your guys' game. And I don't like the Wanderers. I'm very vocal about that.
I think everyone's very clear that you do not like the Wanderers.
But it was a penalty. Like, he's clearly moved his elbow towards the ball. And it's not hit him on the sleeve. It's hit him on the elbow. It should have been a penalty. I don't understand how they got that one wrong. But, it kind of made me happy because it means you guys don't get a win.
But
at the same time, it's fucking poor refereeing.
Very poor refereeing. And look, it could be worse. We could be that bloke from the Africa Cup of Nations that we were talking about before. That's disgusting. But look,
he just wanted to go home early.
Everyone wants to go home early. No one wants to watch the African Cup of Nations because it is the most slept upon competition in the world.
I mean, that's kind of why, but like,
because of the
referees sleep on
corrupt.
The game. Like,
corruption is rife within that organization. Yeah. But look. Corruption's rife in the A-League as far as I'm concerned. That bloke that refereed the Wanderers, Melbourne City, he should have license stripped. How dare he?
Same with the guy who gave his ears the yellow card. That's bullshit.
He just needs a hearing aid.
True, yeah. Maybe he just has a hearing loss. He needs to go to that
Those whistles are quite loud. Maybe just blowing into the whistle often just a bit of a tinnitus kind of thing and ringing in the ears. But yeah, look.
I can't blame it was a classic derby. I mean, if it was something like that had happened in the Melbourne City game against the Wanderers, I'd be like, hey, you can't complain about noise because there was none. But I mean, I guess in the original derby, you can kind of assume that there would have been a fair amount of loud noise. So you can kind of give him benefit of the doubt, but then maybe you need to give the player benefit of the doubt that you may have misheard him. Because a second yellow for saying vamos, even if you thought he said, what? They scored a goal. Like he's going to fucking swear at someone when they've scored a goal to tie the game. It's situational awareness is what it is. He's got poor situational awareness.
But refereeing for me, only because Wanderers have had, I think we've had seven disallowed penalties this year. And like any other team with this stone cold.
We joked about it before, but if that's Sydney FC with the shot, it's a penalty. Like Sydney FC is getting that call every day of the week. But hey, it's just the difference between East and West. There's so many, but that's just what it is. We'll talk a bit about the Aussies abroad just briefly. Aiden Hustik, his side went 2 goals up against Borussia Dortmund, then lost it 3-2.
Mm-hmm. Standard.
Nikita Rukovic's side lost for the first time in a while, and now they are not top of the ladder. In the FA Cup, both the Aussies that were competing both lost their games. Kenny Dougal's Blackpool went down, and Callum something's Hull went down. Let me just Callum Elder's Hull City went down to Everton, which was unfortunate. I mean, a Premier League team against a League One team, that's tight, but, unfortunately still lost. It is what it is. That's pretty much all that's happened in Aussies abroad, except for two major people. Ange Postecoglou continuing to sign gems at Celtic, and the one that he really wanted to sign, Riley McGree, formerly of Adelaide United. The man who created the moment for our goal of the week sounder was set to move to Celtic, but it has appeared overnight he has changed his mind and he will be signing with Middlesbrough later on today, when they wake up tomorrow. This has got to be a kick in the teeth for Ange.
Rolly McGree is quite the eccentric midfielder, but he is such a hard-working player as well.
Yeah. That's why Birmingham loved him, because he was always at training the longest, he was putting in the hours, and that's why he was good there, and that's why they didn't want to lose him.
Thunderbolt of a left foot as well. Yep. But it's a good question. Would you want to go to a winning side in Celtic and play under probably the best Australian manager there is, or do you want to fight for promotion in the Premier League, which is the biggest league in the world?
Obviously, you choose a Middlesbrough. Yeah, you're going to win titles at Celtic, but...
I'm also just disappointed he turned down Nottingham.
Yeah, you guys were the other team. I actually would have loved that, because I know you would have got a McGree jersey in a heartbeat. But
To go along with my Bentner jersey, of course.
And Joe, what was the other one?
A Sumbalunga.
Yeah. But, if he goes to Celtic, there's no guarantee he's going to get regular minutes there.
That is true.
It's packed in that midfield. It is a higher standard, slightly higher in the Premiership in Scotland than it is in the Championship. But you go to Middlesbrough, a historic club, great stadium, passionate fans, a chance to go to the Premier League, and you'll be in that Premier League team. I can't argue with his decision. I think he's making the right
call. It's disappointing because obviously I'd love to see him under Ange. Ange could probably turn him into.
With Tommy Rogic ahead of him as well.
Absolutely killing it as well.
But they just sign two Japanese midfielders. So it's packed. I get why he's probably made that call.
Yeah, it's probably a career choice, smart career choice from Rylan McGree to fight for promotion to go into the best league in the world. And they loved him in the Championship at Birmingham.
They actually wanted to bring him back.
They were disappointed to see his loan spell end and not try and sign him permanently.
They couldn't afford him. They were $500,000 short and the owner wasn't going to stump it up.
This is outrageous. This is why clubs should be owned by the fans.
Lee Bowyer is not impressed. He's the manager of Birmingham. He wanted the money. He wanted to sign him, but they just can't compete. And Birmingham are struggling, so they could really use him right now. I think it's a great move. Middlesbrough, good team up north. And hopefully they can get to the Premier League and we'll have another Socceroo, an actual Socceroo in the Premier League again.
Yeah, we are struggling to have Socceroos in the Premier League at the moment. Yuck.
I mean, Matt Ryan's playing in La Liga, but he even didn't get minutes.
He's not even getting minutes. The week, nah.
So, I don't understand.
I don't get it. He made his debut for Sociedad months ago. Clean sheet, killed it, man of the match. Everyone loved him, and then he hasn't seen minutes since.
He was unbelievable for Arsenal. He was great for Brighton, and they turfed him out. Is it just something behind the scenes? Maybe he's not a good trainer or something like that? Or
you reckon it's because he's from the West, bruv?
Maybe.
From the West?
They wouldn't care over there. They would probably don't even know where Australia is, to be honest. But it's amazing.
They probably
think
it's a myth, like flat earthers.
Yeah,
we don't exist.
We don't exist. We're all actors. But it's hard. But he plays good for the Socceroos. Now that we've got no Mitch Langerak, he's kind of all we've got. Like,
who is our backup? Danny Vukovic.
Danny Vukovic and Lawrence Thomas are the two other ones.
Lawrence Thomas has been doing well in Europe at the moment.
Very good, very good goalkeeper as well. I can't wait for him to get his chance. But Matt Ryan's a good keeper, and I thought this move to Sociedad was going to be great. I mean, he started the first game, played out of his mind, and he's played good since, but he's just not getting minutes now, and it's kind of disappointing.
It is hard, especially when we've got massive games coming up in World Cup qualifiers.
Yeah, important games.
Very important games.
Rylan McGree better be on that team sheet.
Very much so. But as long as Graham Arnold's not, we'll be all right.
And as is Bayich, who has apparently been playing good for his club in Turkey.
He's been killing. The thing is, Azic Bayic is quite a good footballer as well.
He
kills it at club level. He's so good at club level.
They had another clean
sheet.
Then
he puts on a green and gold jersey and he's just a donkey.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. But their team moved within 1 point of Galatasaray, and his team moved up to 14th. So it shows you how low Galatasaray have stooped the last couple of seasons. But that's it for the men's. Should we get into the Matildas?
Yeah, the Matildas squad has been named for the upcoming Asia Cup qualifiers.
It is for the actual Women's Asian Cup in India 2020. So, it is actual Asian Cup.
India 2020.
2022, sorry. 2022.
I was going to say, bro, that's 2 years ago. Like, how much has COVID postponed it?
The game's live and exclusive on 10 Bold and 10 Play. So, we're going to get some free, or potentially free day games for the Matildas. But their game.
Is this the actual Women's Asia Cup?
This is actually the Women's Asia Cup in India. Kicking off Friday, the 21st of January. So, next Friday at the Mumbai Football Arena, 3:30 p.m. for us.
Oh, great time to watch football.
No, sorry, sorry, 9 p.m. local for us. 3 p.m. 3:30 p.m. in India. But 9
what a
p.m.
great time to watch football.
Oh, amazing time. So you're going to get good Matildas international football. If they don't win all three of these games, the coach will be sacked. But I've been saying that for a while now. The squad, in whatever order they decide to put it in on the website.
I believe it is alphabetical.
It might be. Yeah, you are right. But it's definitely not position. So you got Mackenzie Arnold, goalkeeper, Ellie Carpenter, Steph Catley, Kyra Cooney-Cross. Good to see her back in the team. Caitlin Ford, Mary Fowler, who is starring over there in France. Emily Gelnick, Charlotte Grant from Rosengard, a relatively unknown name, but she is a really good fullback. Winona Wheatley, who is not, she's in the training squad, but not guaranteed a spot in the actual squad. Alana Kennedy, starring from Manchester City in England. Sam Kerr, greatest player in the world. Avi Lewick, Holly McNamara, again, not included in the actual squad just yet. Tegan Micah, another goalkeeper. I hope she gets more chance. Courtney Nevin, Claire Polkinghorne, Hayley Rasso, starring at City again. Carly Rosbacken, who's having a really good season for Canberra in the W League. Unfortunately, not guaranteed a spot in that squad, but hopefully she'll get a chance because she has been really good. My favorite, Remy Seamson, golden boot for the W League, A-League women's competition, although she's going to lose some games now. Kaya Simon, superstar. Emily Van Ogmon playing at the Jets. Courtney Vine, not guaranteed a chance in the squad again somehow. But, yep, a forward from Sydney FC. Claire Wheeler, midfielder. Lydia Williams, another goalkeeper. And Tamika Yallop starring for West Ham at the moment after her move from Brisbane Roar. So, pretty good squad.
If we don't win all three group games.
He needs to go before the end
before
of the tournament.
If we lose a single group game, we'll be at the tournament without a coach.
Yeah, I do not care because...
Disgusting.
We have unbelievable players that are doing amazing things in Europe. Mary Fowler is on track to be Sam Kerr version 2.0. She's killing it from Montpellier in France. She kills it every time she puts on a Matildas jersey. We have such a good squad. It's such a good squad that probably the best player in the A-League women's competition this year, Mackenzie Hawkesby from Sydney FC, doesn't even get a look in. Like, amazing. I can't believe she's not getting a look in. She scores 3 goals in a game. She sets up 2 goals every game. They're the best team in the league, and she's not getting a look in. So, yeah, that's kind of frustrating, but good squad otherwise.
Great squad otherwise. And
great squad for him to fuck up the results.
Correct, especially when we come up against the Philippines, coached by Alan Stajic.
Alan Stajic. Soon to be, well, probably not soon to be Sydney FC coach anymore, but was at one time considered the next in line to take Sydney FC on. But I like that squad. I like seeing a lot of like local girls there, which is going to hurt the local women's competition, the A-League women's competition, but... You know, it's going to give them a lot of experience. And, you know, the likes of Kari Kunikross, Remy Seamson, they're going to be playing overseas in no time. Like,
yeah.
Claire Wheeler had an amazing season for Sydney FC last year, and now she's playing overseas. So it's only a matter of time before some of these younger players make that move. But I like the look of this squad. I'd like to see Remy Seamson get some game time. I hope they include Courtney Vine in it because she's also starring for Sydney FC right now. But, no, it's an awesome looking squad. Like,
it's a good looking squad. How they perform on the pitch is also a different topic.
Yep.
Yeah, different altogether. But look, I have very high hopes for this Matildas team.
Yeah, I would like to see them do.
I would like to see a trophy lifted.
We should be winning this game. We can beat Japan. They're probably the next best team. Korea, another one. We can beat them as well. We have a better team. All of our girls are playing in Europe. Most of our top quality girls are playing in Europe. So, you know. But yeah, kicking off Friday the 21st of January, 9 p.m. on 10 Bold and 10 Play before the Philippines game, obviously because Alan Stajic on Monday the 24th is live on Network 10. So you're going to get free-to-air football at 9 p.m. for the Matildas against the Philippines. And then the last game of the group will be against Thailand on the Thursday, the 27th of January, also at Mumbai Football Stadium Arena. That's a 1 a.m. kickoff, so a little bit later. But it's live and exclusive on Channel 10, so you get free-to-air TV. But ideally, we should be winning all three of those games and have a positive goal difference of about 20. So,
look, I'd be happy with a positive goal difference of 3. I don't care if we win 3 1-0 games, as long as we win the games.
Yeah. And, you know, in games like that where you're playing like lesser nations like the Vietnam, Thailand, Philippines could be good because they have a good coach. Stajic is tactically brilliant.
Thailand is actually quite good as well. Don't sleep on Thailand. But
I'm just more looking at it coaching-wise. What Stajic did with the Mariners with relatively nothing was impressive. What he's done with the Matildas for a long time is impressive. He could pose some issues for us, but I would like to see them use a lot of the younger girls like your Remy Simpsons, your Claire Wheelers, your Courtney Vines. Mary Fowler's probably going to start as part of the first 11, but, you know, Kari Kunikross, get her some really solid game time. She's played 14 games, hasn't scored a goal. And what she does in the A-League women's competition is incredible. So let's...
Captain of Melbourne Victory has got to be on there.
Already, and she's like not even 20. So, hope to see... I mean, it's the group stage. It's the chance to see what you've got. Explore a little bit. Play Remy Simpson up front. With Sam Kerr in behind, Courtney Vine and Mary Fowler either side of her. Play like that. I mean, I'm a better coach than Gustafsson, obviously, but, you know.
Clearly.
If you want to win games.
That's why you're sitting here talking on a podcast and he's
talking about him being a bad coach.
Yeah, clearly.
I'm just too lazy to get my licenses. But, yeah, I'm excited.
I'm too lazy and too poor.
I like watching the Matildas more than I like watching the Socceroos. I just don't know why. I guess maybe because they're more entertaining. But and we have the best player in the world, Sam Kerr.
We have the best player in the world.
Yeah, men's and women's, I'm saying. both. Correct. Cristiano Ronaldo doesn't touch her. No. Messi, terrible. He goes and plays in a farmer's league because he doesn't want a challenge.
Lionel Messi?
Never heard
of him.
Lionel Richie, something like that. But yeah, no. She plays Chelsea.
Never heard of him.
In the best women's competition in the world right now, and she is killing it. So,
killing it.
Yeah, she is the best. We have the best player in the world. The Matildas are the best national team in Australia. None of this cricket team shit, rugby league team, it's the Matildas. Get behind them. Let's get these TV ratings through the freaking roof. And yeah, go the Matildas.
9 p.m. primetime television, Channel 10. Get around it.
I mean, yeah, who's going to bed before 11 o'clock these days anyway?
Me, because I'm old.
I'm usually working. You're working. I will be fucking working as well, so that's bullshit.
Clown.
Actually, I'll be on annual leave. So, yeah.
What a time to be alive.
Perfect time to be on annual leave. But yeah, I think that's it for Hot Topics.
That's it for Hot Topics. And the last thing we should go through before we end this show is, once again, thank you to our sponsor, Riverside FM, for joining us again. Link will be in the description this week as well for your 10% discount. If you ever thought about starting a podcast and wanting for a platform to do it, jump on Riverside FM. Use the link in our description for a discount. It's a great platform. We use it. I cannot recommend this platform enough. It is the best thing we've ever used for a podcast. We used to have another one many, many moons ago talking about different types of football. Dog shit. Awful. Get around Riverside FM. Terrible, it's the best platform. Locally recorded to each device, but obviously shared in the cloud. So whoever's doing the editing, download it all. It records in 4K video as well. Outstanding. It's perfect. It is the best platform to use. Riverside FM, thanks again. But Jamie Brown, I think that is it for us this week.
Yeah, that's it. Go out and watch some live football if you can.
Don't get COVID, though. Don't get COVID.
Ah, get it. Who cares anymore?
Spicy cough.
Apparently everyone's going to get it. We might as well just do it. So
might as well get it over with.
But yeah, go watch football. Get out to an A-League women's competition game. Go watch it because you're guaranteed goals, especially if you're going to watch Sydney FC play Brisbane. There are going to be goals.
It's going to be 1,000 goals scored.
Yeah, even and Canberra's going to show up too because you got one of the best strikers in the competition's history in Michelle Heyman. So, go watch a legend play up against a truly, truly dominant powerhouse team. So,
yeah, best in the world. That's it for us, eh?
Yeah, that's it.
Jamie Brown, see you next week. Hopefully, no more postponements, and we've got another long show to get around. But that's it for this week's episode. We'll see you all next week.
See you next week, guys.
Thanks for tuning in for this week's episode of the Circle and Rectangle Show. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. We love hearing from you guys, so please hit us up on our socials, the Circle and Rectangle Show, on both Facebook and Instagram. Drop us an email, cinrshow@gmail.com, or @cinrshow on both TikTok and Twitter. And don't forget to check out fanbabblesports.com for the latest blogs and podcasts.